阿门。我哋请清楚。我哋今日有英文部牧师姚佩文牧师 Pastor Pat 喺我哋嘅当中，系传讲神自己嘅话语。佢自己嘅题目系叫做《我的家》，系出埃及记二章廿三至三七章全章嘅。我哋有Thomas 弟兄系同佢做呢个翻译，将时间交俾 Pastor Pat。
Well, good morning.
早晨。
As always, it is such a wonderful joy and honor to be able to worship with you all and to be able to share God's word with you.
如以往嘅，好开心能够嚟到呢度同大家一齐崇拜，亦都能够将神嘅话语同大家嚟分享。
In our English congregation, we are going through a sermon series called Exodus: The Journey Home.
我哋英文堂而家正系进行一个题目为《出埃及记：回家之旅》嘅讲道系列。
And one of the primary goals is to be thinking about what home truly is for the Christian believer. So today we are going to be reading a fairly long passage from Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, and all the way through chapter 3.
今天我们一起先来读这个一段几长的经文，就是出埃及记第二章廿三节，一路读到第三章完结。
For the sake of time, we will ask our brother Thomas to read the passage in Cantonese.
Okay, 愿我哋一齐起身啊，陪我一齐去读呢段嘅经文。Okay, 一二三，过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就系他的歌叹。神聽見他們的哀聲，就紀念他與亞伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的約。神看顧以色列人，也知道他們的苦情。摩西牧養他岳父米甸祭司葉心的羊，憑一日領羊群往野外去，到了神山，就是何山。耶和華的使者從荊棘裏火焰中向摩西顯現，摩西觀看不料，已經被火燒著。卻沒有燒毀。摩西說：我要過去看這大異象，這因為何沒有燒毀呢？耶和華神見他過去要看，就從基督裏呼叫說：摩西，摩西。他說：我就在這裏。神說：不要近前來，當把這腳上的鞋脫下來，因為你所站之地是聖地。又說：我是你父親的神，是亞伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。 向我顯現，說：我實在眷顧了你們，我也 看見埃及人怎樣待你們，我也說要將你們從埃及困苦中領出來，往迦南人、黑人、亞摩利人、比利士人、貝利人、耶布斯人的地方，就是流奶埋漁民之地。他們聽見你啊，要往上路要去見以色列王，又話希伯來人神預見了我，現在求你用我們往曠野去走三天的路程，為要祭祀耶和華我們的神。我知道雖用大能手，埃及王也不用你們去，我必伸手在埃及中間去城市攻擊那地，然後他再用你們去，我必叫你們在埃及人眼前蒙恩，你們去的時候就不至於空手而去，但各婦女必向他的鄰舍並居住在他家裏的女人要金器、銀器和衣裳，好給你們的兒女穿戴，這樣你們就把埃及人的財物奪去了。
Whew. I'm tired just listening.
聽到都好累啊。
You may be seated.
你大家請坐。
Hopefully you can get a drink of water and I can take a break. But let us pray before we start the sermon. Father, we thank you so much for the reading of your word. God, we pray right now that you would illuminate your word to us this morning. Lord, may you speak clearly to us so that we may understand more of who you are. So teach us now, we pray. Amen. So my wife and I, Gloria, she graduated, we got married in the summer of
2005.
After we got married, we lived in a small little apartment in St. Louis, Missouri, as I still had 1 year left in seminary. After graduating in the spring of 2006, we moved out to California to start up a new ministry, and we ended up living in the bedroom of my in-laws' home, and we crammed all of our belongings into this one room.
2006年春天畢業之後，我就搬咗去加州開始侍奉。最後我哋喺 Gloria 嘅屋企，父母屋企一間睡房入邊住咗半年嘅時間，將我哋所有嘅嘢咧塞埋入邊。
During those 6 months, we found out that my wife was pregnant with our first, Addie, and so we started looking for a house, and we foolishly, in a rush, put down an offer for a house that was well outside of our means. Well, thankfully, it fell through at the time, but at the same time, we were pretty disappointed because we did want a place for ourselves. Well, ultimately, we ended up finding another apartment, and so we moved out in January of 2007. And to give us time to settle in just in time for our daughter's birth.
So, at the end of the day, we went out and found another apartment. That was in 2007, a month and a half ago. That was when we had enough time to settle in and prepare for Addie's birth.
We lived at that apartment for about 2 years until the housing market crash of 2008. And so we started looking for homes again. Well, over the course of many, many months and almost giving up hope, God finally provided our first home where we ended up living at for the next 9 years. It was our first home, but I think it would be safe to say that both Gloria and myself could see ourselves living there for the rest of our lives.
呢個係算係我哋第一個家，但係我可以諗到 Gloria 亦都同我好可能嘅都係希望喺個嘅家能夠共度餘生。
Well, obviously, God had different plans for us. In 2018, we moved here to Austin, where we've been here for almost 7 years now.
咁但係好明顯啦，大家都知啦，神對我哋嘅計劃咧有所唔同。咁我就喺呢個嘅我哋而家已經喺奧斯丁咧住咗七年嘅時間。
But I share all of this because this is kind of the process of our journey home.
咁我要想同大家分享呢一切咧，因為呢個都係我哋回家之旅嘅過程。
And not home as in Austin being the ultimate or final destination, but rather gaining a realization of what home truly is.
咁我哋講出嚟嘅時候，唔係話奧斯丁嘅家係我哋最終或者最後嘅目的地。
In all of these different seasons and these different locations, home is ultimately where God is leading us. It is not necessarily the most comfortable spot. It's not always the most convenient.
家亦都唔係一定係最方便嘅。
It wasn't the most logical.
家亦都唔係一定係最合邏輯嘅。
But it was where God knew would be best for us.
神知道乜嘢對我哋係最好嘅。
See, when we look at this part of Exodus, and particularly at the end of chapter 2,
當我哋睇到出埃及記呢一部分嘅時候，特別係喺第二章嘅結尾咧。
In verse 25, it says that God saw the people of Israel and God knew.
第25節咁樣話，神看顧以色列人，也知道他們的苦情。
That word knew is the Hebrew word yada, and it's the same word that describes an intimacy between a husband and a wife.
咁知道呢個字嘅希伯來原文咧就係 yada， 亦都係描述。丈夫同埋妻子親密之間嘅關係嘅同義詞。
And so from this picture, we see that God knows us intimately as well as our various needs.
神親密嘅知道，亦都認識我哋，亦都知道我哋嘅各樣嘅需要。
And during this time of the Exodus, the Israelites might have thought that, man, God has forsaken us in this slavery.
喺出埃及嘅期間，當以色列人可能認為神已經撇下咗佢哋嘅時候
，But in fact, God knew.
但係實際上，神係知道嘅。
He knew their situation intimately, and it broke his heart.
佢親密嘅知道，亦都瞭解佢哋嘅處境，呢一啲都令佢心碎啦。
Even as we see the story of Moses, we see that he's been displaced all his life from home to home.
咁我哋睇到摩西嘅例子嘅時候，摩西一生都係四處嘅漂泊。
From his birth and then into the river, and then to the daughter's Pharaoh's daughter's home, and then even running away from his own people.
從佢出世到被放女河中，到去到法老嘅女兒嗰度，亦都最後嘅時候逃離自己嘅族民。
And now we find him in this place called Midian. And God was preparing this journey home for the Israelites through Moses, but also for Moses.
現在在這個叫做米甸的地方，神正是透過摩西，也都為了摩西去準備他回家的旅程。
So as we look at this part of the story, we're going to see three things about about home as Moses experienced God in this part of his life.
所以當我哋睇到呢故事嘅一部分嘅時候，我哋就會將佢睇到摩西佢人生喺呢一部分所經歷三個有關家嘅事實。
The first point is that home is where God meets us.
首先，家係神與你相遇嘅地方。
Second is home is where God brings us.
第二就係家係神帶你去到嘅地方。
And then third is that home is God's very presence.In us.
第三，家係神喺我哋心中住，喺我哋心裏面嘅同在。
So first, let's look at this idea of home being where God meets with us.
所以首先，讓我哋睇一睇啊，神家係神與我哋相遇嘅地方。
You're looking at this last part of chapter 2 and into the first verse of chapter 3, we see that Moses had established himself again in this place called Midian. Based on what we read in the New Testament in Acts chapter 7, when Stephen, one of the first deacons, was giving his speech before he was stoned, we actually see that Moses was in Midian for 40 years.
根據新約使徒行傳第七章，當使提反被石頭打死之前，他發表演說話。我從他的演說裏面，我哋睇到，發現到摩西實際喺米甸已經住咗40年嘅時間。So
in that time, we see that he got married, he had children, and he was working as a shepherd tending to his father-in-law's flock.
所以喺嗰陣時，佢已經係結婚生仔，仲做咗牧人、羊人。
Moses had built a life for himself. He had his own physical home and space that he was quite comfortable with. He had successfully escaped the pursuit of the Egyptians and the rejection of his own people after killing the Egyptian in chapter 2. And now he was in this safe place.
咁喺第二章記載到佢喺殺咗呢個埃及人之後，佢成功嘅逃脱咗埃及人嘅追捕，同埋自己族民嘅排斥。而家佢安全啦。But
quite honestly, God is not always quite concerned about what is safe.
但係好坦白嘅話，神並唔係關心乜嘢係為之安全。
As much as we might like that for ourselves, that is not the first thing on God's agenda for us.
儘管我哋自己亦都希望係咁樣，但係呢一個並唔係神計劃裏面嘅首要事項。
And in fact, as we see in this story, in Moses' very first encounter with God, God manifests himself in this dry bush fire.
咁而事實上，正當我哋喺故事入邊睇到嘅，當摩西第一次見到神嘅時候，神就喺荊棘裏火焰中嚟到向佢顯現。
As we saw in the past fires in LA and even in this recent fires in Korea, fire in a dry land is far from safe.
就好似我哋就係睇到最近喺洛杉磯或者喺韓國發生嘅火災入邊，喺乾旱嘅地方生火咧係並唔安全嘅。
And yet in this case, God demonstrates the miraculous by not consuming this dry bush in the desert.
然而喺呢一個嘅情況底下，神冇燒毀呢個枯乾嘅荊棘，從而展現咗一個嘅神蹟。
And in this miraculous display, God was inviting Moses to himself.
透過呢個神蹟嘅時候，神係邀請摩西嚟到佢嘅身邊。
And as God meets with Moses, he gets quite personal.
咁而當神去見到摩西嘅時候，佢變得好個人化。
Again, it says that God knew and he demonstrates, in fact, how intimately he really did know Moses.
再一次經文話到神係知道嘅，而事實上佢喺呢度表明咗佢對摩西嘅了解係有幾咁深切。He
calls out from the fire, Moses, Moses.
佢喺火中佢呼叫話，摩西，摩西。The
very fact that God called Moses by name was significant for Moses, as he had probably wanted to be as anonymous as possible given his history.
神直呼摩西嘅名呢件事對摩西嘅意義係非常之重大，因為考慮到佢嘅過往，佢實在好希望可以係保持匿名，冇人知道就好啦。And
then in verse 5 he says, "Do not come near."
然後喺第五節入邊，神話不要近前來。And
then God follows with something that perhaps many of us Chinese can identify with.
而佢就講咗一句，或者我哋中國人都能夠體會到嘅一句嘅説話。
God says, take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
神話當將你腳上的鞋脫下來，因為你所站之地是聖地。
Now I've always thought of this part of the story as God just purely highlighting his holiness and the fact that shoes are incredibly dirty.
我一直認為故事這個部分，純粹地去強調他的聖潔，鞋是骯髒的。
But as I had the chance to study this more, I saw that in Middle Eastern culture, it was common to remove your sandals when you entered into someone's home, much like we do in Asian culture.
但是随着我的进一步的研究的时候，我发现在中东的文化里面，入一个人的家之前，除掉凉鞋，这个是很常见的，就好像我们亚洲的文化一样。
And so here I believe that in fact God was in fact inviting Moses into his home and into his presence as he was about to introduce himself to Moses. And we see this in verse 6.
所以在这里我相信神是实际是要邀请摩西进入他的家，进入他的同在，向摩西来到介绍自己，而他就在第六节是这么做了。
And God introduces himself as the God of the father of Amram, Moses' father, the same God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
就在这里神介绍自己，他说他是你父亲暗兰的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
You could imagine all of a sudden all these stories that Moses had heard while his mother was feeding him as a young child were coming back to him in memory and becoming very real in his life.
突然之间，摩西细个喺佢妈妈嘅抱育中抚养嘅时候，所听到所有呢啲嘅事，突然之间都活灵活现喺佢面前出现啦。This
was indeed the same God that he had heard about but yet never really knew, essentially for 80 years of his life until God met with him here.
呢个确实系佢曾经听过，但系从未真正认识嘅神，基本上已经有80年嘅时间。
And in verse 7, God says to Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them.
然后在第七节，神对摩西说：我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的核制所发的哀声，我也听见了。
See, when God meets us, it is not meant to be in a superficial way. It's not small talk or just a little relationship that he's looking for, but rather a deep and intimate interaction with his people.
所以他追求的并不是一些闲聊，一些很肤浅的关系，而是他和他的子民能够深入并且亲密的互动。If
you were to notice in these verses that we just read, verses 7 and 8, there are five main verbs that are being used here.
请注意在第七节和第八节这两节里面有五个主要的动词。
God says, I have seen.
神说我看见了。
I have heard.
我听见了。
I know. I have come down, and I will raise you up. In the same way, God is meeting with you as well. Whatever situation that you might be going with right now, or going through right now, God sees, and He hears, and He knows. He comes down, and He will bring you up.
无论你现在经历什么情况，神都看见、听见、知道，祂与你同在，亦都能够将会引领你。This
is the ultimate security of home as God meets with us.
当神同我们相遇的时候，这个就是家的最终保障。And
we'll see this all throughout the book of Exodus. This is ongoing cycle with the Israelites and meeting with them where they were at in their times of need. Even as the Israelites continue to look for different securities or different gods or different purposes,
and
yet God continued to see them and to hear them, to know them, and to come down and to bring them up. The amazing thing is that in the ever-changing landscape of our faithfulness,
咁令人驚訝嘅就係我哋嘅忠心係雖然不斷嘅改變。
God never fails to love on and to meet with His people.
神永遠都唔會停止去愛佢嘅子民，同佢哋相遇。
That is the absolute belonging and peace and safety that we have as God meets with us.
當神與我哋相遇嘅時候，呢個就係家嘅絕對歸屬感、平安同埋保障。
Next, we see that home is not only where God meets with us, but it's also where He brings us.
咁接下嚟，我哋睇到家不單止係神同你相遇嘅地方，亦都係神會帶領你去嘅地方。
See, after meeting with Moses, and we look at verse 10, we now see that God is bringing Moses back to Egypt, to the very place that he had escaped.
咁喺摩西同摩西相遇之後，嗱，我睇第十節嘅時候，我哋而家就睇到神正將摩西帶回埃及，就係佢逃離嘅地方。
Now I realize when we look at verse 10, it says, I will send you to the Pharaoh.
咁第十節嘅話，我要打發你去見法老。
But what we have to understand is that when God sends us with His purpose, He doesn't send us alone.
但係我哋記住，當神按佢嘅旨意差派我哋嘅時候，我哋一定唔會係單獨前往嘅。
He actually brings us.
佢確實係帶領我哋一齊。
He's not pushing us away, rather he is guiding us along.
佢唔係推開我哋，而係佢一路嘅帶領我哋向前行。
He is there with us the entire time.
佢一直都同我哋一齊。
See, we see that even though that Moses doubts himself in verse 11, God follows with this statement in verse 12, but I will be with you.
儘管摩西喺第十一節嘅時候對自己開始都懷疑啦，但係神喺第十二節入邊跟住話。
We see in verse 8 that God lays out this roadmap for Moses and shares with him the plan to bring the Israelites out of Egypt and to the promised land that he had already promised to Abraham centuries ago, all the way back in Genesis chapter 12.
我们在第八节里面看到神为摩西制定了路线图，并且和他分享了带领以色列人出埃及到达应许之地的计划。但係呢個計劃其實早喺好幾個世紀前之前，已經喺創世記第十二章入邊講到，神已經向亞伯拉罕應許啦。
Now, as modern-day readers of Exodus, we have the advantage of having hindsight being 20/20.
咁咧，而家我哋作為埃及出埃及記嘅現代讀者咧，我哋好幸運係咪？因為能夠事後嘅去清楚咁睇到呢一點。
We know in the chapters following, there's going to be the plagues and there's going to be the 40 years of wandering in the desert. But as God is sharing with Moses, all he hears is, oh, land of milk and honey and Israelites being brought out of Egypt. In verse 18, Moses hears God telling him, the Israelites are going to listen to you and to your voice.
在第十八節話到，摩西聽到神話俾佢知，呢啲以色列人會必聽你的話。
But the reality of the story of Exodus, as it develops, we see that Moses wasn't quite prepared for all the things that were going to be coming his way.
但係事實上，隨住出埃及記嘅故事嘅發展。我哋知道摩西并冇为到将来所发生嘅一切做好准备。
But he had to learn how to trust where God was bringing them.
但系佢必须学会单单嘅相信神会带领佢哋去任何嘅地方。
It wasn't going to be a straightforward trip back and forth with GPS on his camel.
咁呢一次唔系我哋可以借助呢个导航系统 GPS 来回嘅一个嘅好简单嘅旅程。
For Moses, he would learn that no matter what came their way, God was always going to be with them.
对摩西来讲，他将会学习到无论发生什么事，神总是与他同在的。
And there was one point even later on in Exodus where God was threatening to leave the Israelites because of their ongoing sinfulness. And Moses had to kind of call out God, hey, you made this promise to me and to us.
咁喺旅程入边，甚至有一次神威胁要离开以色列人，因为佢哋嘅罪孽深重，而摩西要求 亦都稍微向神提下，哎，神啊，你以前是应许过的。
See, for us, God has maybe revealed things to us as well.
所以我们对我们来讲，神亦都向我向你来揭示了一些事情。
And he's revealed many things to us in his word.
咁喺佢嘅话语入边，佢向大家示明咗好多嘅真理。
And there might be things that are happening in our lives that we might be very unsure about.
咁喺你嘅生命入边，或者发生一啲你都唔系好能够确定嘅事情。
You might be questioning God, where is he bringing us?
你可能会问神，你带我哋去边度啊？
And again, the where is not necessarily a physical or a geographical location, but rather a spiritual location.
咁我再讲一次嘅就系话，嗰个哪里并唔系一个实体或者个地理嘅位置，而系一个属灵嘅位置。
He might be leading you into a new season of your life that you might not know what the entire process is going to look like.
佢可能带领住你进入人生一个嘅新嘅阶段，而你都唔知道整个嘅过程会系点样嘅。
But do you believe that God is not just pushing you out to that spot or to that place, but rather he is indeed guiding you the entire way?
但系你信唔相信？神唔系要拱你出去，而系佢正喺整个嘅旅程入边，都系带领你前行咧。
God might be encouraging you to get out of your comfort zones and to take some risks.
神或者系鼓励你要走出呢个舒适圈，去冒一啲嘅风险。
Doesn't matter how old we are.
不论我哋嘅年纪系几多
，God may still be calling us to take some risks.
神都可能会叫我哋去冒一啲嘅险。
He might be telling us, you need to repent and turn away from some of these sins or some of these creature comforts that we're still holding on to. He might be telling you, you need to let go of these fears that have been crippling you from finally doing what he's been calling you to do all this time and that you've been putting off for so long.
佢或者話俾我哋知，我哋要放下恐懼，就係一啲阻礙咗我哋去做一啲我哋知道神叫我哋去做，但係我哋遲遲都冇做嘅恐懼。
We might think to ourselves, but there's so many incompetencies about myself that I'll never be able to overcome unless. But God is again saying, you need to trust me.
你可能會覺得自己永遠都冇辦法克服，冇能力，但係神話你要相信我。
We might say to ourselves, how am I going to handle this financially? And God says, I will provide. I'm going to be all alone, but God says, I will send help. Like Moses says, I'm a poor speaker, and God says, well, I'll send someone to be your voice.
Like Moses says, I'm a poor speaker, and God says, well, I'll send someone to be your voice.
What other excuses do we have? God says, I will never send you out to fend for yourselves.
我们还有什么借口呢？神说，我永远都不会将你送去一个地方，是要你单独去赶位的地方。
And so in many senses, this point is challenging us that we in fact never have an excuse not to do something that he is calling us towards.
所以在某种的意义上面来讲，这一点告诉我们，我们没有借口不去做他要我们做的事。
Not because we have all the plans or have everything under control, but rather because God is the one who is in control.
不是说我们已经有计划，我们已经样样都在我们的掌控之间，而是神是掌控一切的。
And he will always be with us.
而他也都永远的与我们同在。
So whether it's our family, or whether it's our job, or whether it's our finances, you fill in the blank.
所以无论是家庭、工作、财务，或者你想到的事。
And this is ultimately what Moses learned.
这都是摩西最终所学会的。
At the end of his life, while he was transferring his leadership to Joshua.
在他人生的最后期的时候，他将到这个领导权去移交给约书亚的时候
We see in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, he says this, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you."
在申命記31章第6節這樣說：你們要剛強壯膽，不要害怕，也不要畏懼他們，因為耶和華你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丟棄你。
We see that the journey taught Moses that, and hopefully the journey teaches us that as well.
我們看到在這個旅程教識摩西這些的東西，我們也希望
Home is where he brings us because he is always with us. Well, that brings us to our last point, that home is God's very presence in you. This next point is going to have a lot of English wordplay, and Thomas has graciously tried to work through the Cantonese Chinese wordplay as well. I'm just trusting him to say the right thing.
I will try.
But we see in verse 13, as Moses is responding to God in this challenge, he asked God this question. If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, "The God of your fathers has sent me to you," and they ask me, "What is his name?" what shall I say to them?
Okay. 我到以色列人那里对他们说, 你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说，他叫什么名字？我要对他们说什么呢？
And God answers him, "I am who I am. Tell them that I am has sent me to you."
大家听到英文了，咁中文我系好简单就咁讲啊。神回答佢哋话：我是自有永有的，对他们说：我自有那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
Up to this point, if you were to read in Exodus in chapter 3, only the word God, or if you see in your translation, sin, right? Well, that's different in Cantonese, right? But only that word has been used to represent the character of God. The Hebrew word is Elohim. It's a title used to describe or talk about the entity of God. But now, when asked who was sending Moses, God actually doesn't give him a name. He doesn't say, "Well, my name is Jehovah. My name is spelled with the Hebrew letters YHWH. I didn't do the Hebrew, I made it easy on you.
Yahweh, yes.
Instead, he gives the only phrase that could possibly encapsulate the entirety of his being.
唯一有可能概括佢全部嘅一個嘅短語
of his self-existence,
佢嘅自由,
of his self-sufficiency,
佢嘅自足,
of his omniscience and his omnipotence and his omnipresence,
佢嘅無所不知、無所不能、無所不在,
of his eternity and of his absoluteness,
佢嘅永恆同埋佢嘅絕對,
of his transcendence over all things and over all time, and over all reality. And so God says, "I am." I exist outside of the limitations of your created minds. outside of your created culture, outside of your created environments. And so you try to put me inside of a box. Or you try to describe me in a song. You try to contain me in this little sermon. Or in a book. You try to understand me in a name. You can't possibly understand or handle even just an infinitesimal amount of who I am.
Who I am 的極小部分, 你都不能夠了解,
so you tell them that I am is sending you.
所以你告訴他們,
that I am is with you.
而这个自由的,
see that guy in Egypt, that Pharaoh?
这个埃及人, 这个法老,
oh, he thinks he's the man.
他以为他就是那个人了,
he thinks that he is God.
他以为他自己是神,
I'm about to show him who's in charge.
我要让他知道,
I am is going to show him and show the Israelites things that defy the natural order of the world in these plagues.
那自由的, I am 将会向他和以色列人展示一些违反世界自然的秩序的事物。
Because I am is not confined or defined by this world.
因为那自由的, I am 并不是被这个世界所定义所限制的。
I am created this world.
那自由的, I am 创造了这个世界。
With this understanding, maybe it helps us to understand why the Apostle Paul would go so far as to say, if God is for us, well then who can stand against us?
或者你就会明白到保罗为什么会说神若帮助我们，谁能敌挡我们呢？
God's very I am being and his presence is our home.
神自己的同在，神自己的存在就是我们的家了。
matter where you are,
不论你在哪里,
no matter who you are,
不论你是哪一个,
no matter what you are,
不论你是什么,
God did this for the Israelites and he does this for us too.
神已经为以色列人做了这些,
I am has seen the plight and struggle of all of humanity.
那自由的, I am 已经看到全人类的困境。
I am has seen and heard and knows the slavery, not just the physical slavery, but the slavery of sin and the brokenness that we've all been hurt and bound by.
那自由的, I am 已经看到、听到，并且知道我们是被罪奴役。
So I am came down by sending his son Jesus to be born a man and to live amongst us.
So I am 差派他的儿子耶稣成为人，并且活在我们的中间。
His name is Emmanuel, like Pastor Enoch and Esther's second child. God with us.
他的名叫做以马内利，就好似啊，周牧师嘅第二公子一样，神与我哋同在。
And while Emmanuel Jesus was here, we see two instances in which Jesus made the same declaration of who he was.
当以马内利耶稣喺呢度嘅时候，佢亦都曾经两次嘅宣布佢系边一个。
In Matthew chapter 14, after the feeding of the 5,000, already an amazing miracle. Well, it says that as the disciples were in the boat and there was a heavy storm, well, they saw Jesus out in the water, in the waves, walking on water.
在马太福音14章里面，在喂饱5,000人这个疯狂的奇迹之后，经文说，门徒们都在船上遇到一场大风暴，门徒们看见耶稣在海上，在水上行走。
And while they were crying out in fear, well, Jesus said, well, take heart. It is I Do not be afraid.
当佢哋好惊啊嗌嘅时候，耶稣话俾佢知：你们放心，是我，不要怕，是我。It is I. 呢句话系希腊文 I am 嘅缩写。
No, got ahead of myself. All right. It is the Greek translation of I am. Yes.
Yes.
In John chapter 8, we also see the Pharisees trying to incriminate Jesus as he was making some pretty bold claims about himself. And he said, and they asked him, I'm sorry, he said to them, your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and he was glad.
在这个约翰福音第八章里面，我们看到法利赛人试图指控耶稣，因为耶稣在教导中作出一些很强烈的声明。他说，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜的仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。
When the Jewish leaders questioned him, saying, you're not even 50 years old and you've seen Abraham?
犹太人的领袖就说，你还没有50岁，岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？
And Jesus responds to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
耶稣回答他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。Before Abraham was, I am.
I understood that. See, I am came down with the intent of delivering his people from slavery of sin.
I am 自由永有自由的降临，是要将他的子民从罪恶的奴役中释放出来。
And to take upon himself the sins of all who would accept him and believe and trust in their hearts as Lord and Savior, so that in him we might be brought up as well to him and brought home to him.
他承担了所有心里面接受他做主和救主的人的罪孽，以至我们能够在他里面被带领，一起同他一起归家。
As we close this message, to be clear, the ultimate goal of home is not necessarily this idea of paradise or heaven.
咁喺结束之前，大家要好清楚，家唔系最终，家嘅最终目标并唔系乐园。
Today, as we look at this passage, the ultimate goal of home is his presence.
在今天透过我们的讲章里面，我们看到家的最终目标就是他的同在。
As believers, we now even have a taste of home as his presence is in us.
身为信徒，我们感受到家的滋味，因为这一刻他就在我们的当中。
But ultimately, we will be with him in his eternal presence in the end.
但是最后，我们能够在他的永恒的同在的里面。
Only through Jesus, our deliverer, can we have and be forever in home.
只有透过我们的拯救者耶稣基督，我们才能够永远的在家的里面。
Emmanuel, God, I am with us.
以马内利。神, I am, 那自由的与我们同在。
Let's pray.
让我们祈祷。
Father, again, we thank you so much for who you are.
父啊，我们再次为你自己来到感谢神。
Lord, we pray that you would continue to reveal more of yourself to us and to your people.
求你能够继续将你自己更多的向你的子民来到展现。
God, may we not only know, but Lord, may we feel the power of your presence.
让我们能够明白并且感受你同在的力量。
Lord, that we might trust in the ultimate security of being with you and in you.
以至我们能够信靠同你的同在在你的里面。
God, even as we go from this place, may we be reminded that all that you are is always with us.
让我们能够记得在这里的地方向前行的时候，我们也记住你的永远是与我们同在的。
So we thank you, Emmanuel, God with us.
多谢以马内利，神与我们同在。
It's in your name we pray.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.